morning. Welcome back to our live broadcast from the Windy Center for Music and Learning on the campus of Tanglewood. So the Tanglewood Learning Institute is housed in the Windy Center and is having their first season. Part of that season includes our next guests. With unparalleled artistry and enduring vigor, the Juilliard String Quartet continues to inspire audiences around the world. Founded in 1946, they've been hailed by the Boston Globe as the most important American quartet in history.
Indeed, the quartet has been participating in the first events of the Tanglewood Learning Institute's 2019 season, teaching masterclasses and coaching the TMC string quartets in an intensive week-long focus on string quartet repertoire.
They will be coaching the string quartets during the day today, and there will be three string quartet marathon concerts at Ozawa Hall featuring the 2019 TMC Fellows tomorrow at 10 and at 2:30 and on Sunday also at 2:30. The entire quartet is here. We are thrilled. They are all here. Arena Zula, violinist. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you? Another violinist, Ronald Copes, is with us. Roger Tapping.
Good morning.
Hi, Roger. How are you? Also a violist, and wonderful to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
The cello player Astrid Schween joins us. Good morning, all. What a great pleasure to have you all here.
So I have the first question. Which is the hardest instrument to play among those that you guys are playing?
Oh, the cello by far.
Oh, the cello by far.
You can't be serious. You just have to sit down and the fingers just all fall on the finger.
Right, naturally.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the violin's the easiest.
Yeah.
But they have the hardest notes.
Why is it that the viola, I'm a banjo player, why is it the viola, it takes as much abuse as banjo players? It's inevitably the...
No reason.
It just becomes a joke in terms of comedians.
Actually, I think it's partly because violists are so have such a wonderful sense of humor.
I think these days we tell the viola jokes to get them in first.
That's true. You guys do. Yeah.
Now, this iteration of the Juilliard String Quartet has been together for how long? The four of you have been together for how long?
9 months.
Yeah.
9 months.
Yeah.
Arata joined us.
You're the newbie.
I'm the newbie, exactly. And I joined in September.
September.
Well, last February, but September officially as of, musically speaking, yeah. September.
So what is that process like? And I'm not so much the mechanics of getting the gig, but to then come into this established group and to say, hey, hi, I'm Moretta. Let's get to know each other musically
and
personally.
That's pretty much what
she did, yeah. Look, it had to be a quick process, actually. We had a couple of weeks to just, you know, get the rep ready to go for a tour. So, I'm not sure. How did it go?
Oh, it was wonderfully easy. Somehow, Arena just appeared and played, and we understood one another. And
so you're amazingly, I mean, you're all amazingly talented. You come in, you get the job, you come in, and you fit in. But there is that, there are the cues, right? The sort of the nods, the looks, the winks, all that stuff that comes over time.
Mm-hmm. And those things take a little while to read.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, we're at a point now where we really know each other's, twitches?
Yeah.
And things like that. So at the beginning, there was definitely a learning curve. But I wouldn't say that I had to fit in any way, I don't think.
No, not fit in.
Exactly.
No, but to where you're comfortable.
Exactly. I was given a whole lot of freedom by these guys.
And how do you get voted? How do you get voted onto the island?
Well, there was an audition process.
Oh, is that right?
That's
was it
right.
blind?
It wasn't blind, no.
Unlike an orchestra, we want to get as much information
from
the person.
Right. So you spend some really sort of intense days doing real rehearsal with a variety of repertoire.
So
romantic, classical, modern, and you sort of actually work at stuff. So you can tell the sort of interactions.
Tough question. Were there losers? There was a winner, but somebody didn't
get ask these guys. That. I don't know anything
well,
about
all the people who didn't get the job, right?
But yes. There were definitely other people that we considered very seriously.
Yeah.
And some
and they were all
wonderful
good, right?
people.
Yes,
they were
great.
All excellent.
Yeah.
So now the longest on the island has been, who's been?
I guess at this point it's me.
How many years?
22.
And what has that been like for you to be a part of this very acclaimed organization?
Well, for the first 10 or 12 years, I was the new kid on the block. We actually had our first concert here at Tanglewood. Robert Mann's last concert was one day, and we started rehearsing the next morning and went for a month and then played our first concert here.
I bet Aretta's thrilled that she knows it'll be 10 years and she'll still be considered the new kid on the block.
Maybe, maybe not. At any rate, it was wonderful. I had heard and admired the Juilliard String Quartet my entire life. And when I received a call from Sam Rhodes and was asked whether I might be interested in this position, I said, of course, absolutely, and was thrilled. If nothing else, I would have the chance of being able to play this wonderful repertoire, sit down and read this wonderful repertoire and rehearse it with the Juilliard String Quartet.
It's funny how the violist is the one to make the call.
Yes.
Because Roger was the one that called me, right?
He called you as well, yes.
But that's funny. Is that a rule in the quartet?
I called you. Yeah. I think in a way that it's just Roger had a little bit more of an association with you
because of
other places.
Yeah, we played together before.
And Sam, actually, I knew Sam mainly through his daughter, through Harumi, who had been a student of mine at the summer program.
So it's a relationship.
It's good that you ask us these questions because we hadn't actually talked about them.
That's what we try to do, just help with conversation starters for dinner later. What is it that when you think of, obviously this is a large part of your life, but there are other aspects, right? I mean, this isn't your sole job.
No.
Musically.
No. We all teach at the Juilliard School, but the appointment, I mean, we teach at the Juilliard School because we are members of the Juilliard String Quartet.
Exactly.
We also are all very, very dedicated to teaching, where it's something that's very important to all of us, apart from the fact of our positions.
Mm-hmm. But as players, this is pretty much our full-time job, and we all might just take one or two other things on the side sometimes, but we actually rehearse every weekday.
Really?
Every day. Season.
Yep. Every day.
Yeah, because there's always something coming up, or things you want to refresh, which you've been on tour with and want to think about again, or a recording coming up.
Mm-hmm. We travel a lot.
And we travel a lot.
Yeah.
Well, how do you teach? Now, that's a big question, right? In other words, somebody plays for you, and you say, no, that little thing wasn't quite right. I mean, how do you do that?
Well,
you probably have four different approaches.
Exactly.
Here, right?
Everyone has their own style.
Give us a little tour really quickly.
Well, look, I mean, obviously there's the technical things, right? There's the things that are just clear.
Yeah.
And this is what you do to get there. My personal style, I love to try to figure out what makes a student sort of, I want to see a sparkle in their eye. I don't want them to do what I want them to do. I want to find something that interests them and sort of go that way, go that route. Mm-hmm. I'm sound oriented.
So is that repertoire or is that technique and
musically? Repertoire, there's a lot of repertoire that you just have to go through.
Right.
You need to learn a bunch of concertos. There's the top five that you sort of have to have as part of your core repertoire as a violinist.
Right.
And so, but other than that, musically speaking, I think it's important to me to find an individual in each student and to help them cultivate that and to help them trust that and trust their own ears and their own instincts and wants in the music that they're playing. So that's sort of my approach.
At the beginning of our conversation, the first thing you said to me was that they gave me a tremendous amount of freedom.
Yeah.
And I assume that is what you want to give the students as well.
Yes, freedom, but guided freedom.
Yes. Somehow. Well, I know exactly what you mean. Right.
Yeah.
You want them to explore,
exactly.
And yet you don't want them to go off the cliff.
Exactly. And you have to sort of teach them how to be critical, yet not negative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean? Just curious, I guess. Maybe that's the word.
Speaking of which, you perform for so many different audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know from the minute you sit down, uh-oh, we got a pill here, or we got something real good going for us?
You mean as far as the audience?
Yeah.
It's a very interactive experience being on stage.
You,
I think the audience and the performer feel one another's pulse and sensibilities. So if we have a pill situation, I think it's kind of incumbent upon us to fix it.
Can you always tell, though, that this is going
to
be a
I'd love to make a pulse joke, but I'm not going to. For the audience, usually they have a pulse, right?
But can you always tell?
Well, you can tell if perhaps the repertoire is not what the audience expects. Maybe the acoustics not what we expect. And so there's that hump to get over sometimes. But I think, you know, when one is on stage, it's all about communicating and drawing people in and forging that contact. So it's we're busy while we're up there.
So, tell us about the performances that folks can actually check out, the String Quartet Marathon Concerts at Ozawa Hall, tomorrow at 10 and 2:30, then on Sunday at 2:30. You've been working with the TMC Fellows. How is that going, and what can folks expect when they come out?
It's so rewarding to work with these. They do it before they start their orchestral program, so it really sort of fuses them into great listening and chamber music people, and they have a good mixture of repertoire. They all play Haydn quartets plus something romantic. So, and that's important.
Yes.
So, just to interrupt for a second, when somebody is somebody either a string quartet player or an orchestra player or both?
No, but both. But what happens with the program here is that the program starts with string quartets.
Yes, I got
that.
And
then there's a. Yeah. Program and
I think the point in some respects is that the listening skills that you really hone when you're playing in string quartets is something that's only going to bring a real benefit to their orchestral work as well.
Uh-huh. In the end, everything is chamber music.
Yes.
Even if you're a soloist, you have a conductor you have to deal with. Unless you're playing Bach solo, you know, sonatas and partitas or the cello suite. But everything else, you have to work with someone. So this only amplifies exactly the process.
So I have one really fast question, and that is, how important in what you guys do is memory? I mean, I have no memory, so you have to memorize all those notes for all of those pieces.
I think memory is very important in what we do. We use music on stage, but I think it's mostly as a guide through the moment.
Yeah.
It's the music is very much internalized.
Our memory is mostly to know where to put your attention.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. At which moment. Mm-hmm. Not really the notes. That's more of a soloist's approach. They have to stand and sort of, you know, by memory, recite a concerto, right? But for us, it's mostly, you know, where's my attention per moment.
And how's the music got to be sort of in, you know, exactly. 1 second time or 10 seconds time and so on and so forth.
So one fast follow-up. What happens when one of your strings in the middle of the piece goes out of tune?
Bites your tongue. It hasn't happened yet.
You quickly tune it as soon as you can. Yeah.
Actually, it did happen, did it not? Yeah. Did someone break
in? Did I have
in?
To go off stage? I think so.
You did.
Yes,
yeah,
you
it does happen very occasionally.
Breaking a string.
Breaking a string.
Oh, string simply goes a little bit out of tune.
That stops
then you
the music.
Mainly just curse a little bit under your breath and deal with it.
And adapt.
And adapt, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once happened to Earl Scruggs. Do you all know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Once happened to him. 1948, I believe.
But broke a string.
Yeah, broke a string.
Right.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. And is there like a pit crew off stage that's just ready to like zoom in and sort of help you?
But we could use one.
I would think you would always need one.
They come in with water coolers and
right.
You know, towels.
So you can do like 3 seconds to get all that stuff and get back out there.
Right.
So will any of you be performing as a part of the concerts, or you're just going to be watching your students flourish and shine?
Well, we played last weekend, last Saturday.
Yes, they've been keeping you busy.
Yes, and we were at Ravinia before that. This is sort of the official end to our season. And we'll reconvene at the end of the summer. So we won't be part of the ongoing performances here.
We'll just be enjoying the students' concerts.
And it's a Berkshireite. I want to ask you very quickly, where do they put you up?
In various houses.
Oh, in houses?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And Lennox.
Do people have to pay for that?
I guess somebody
has to pay
for
to get you. That's my question. What a prestigious get that would be.
No, we love being here.
We
it's
do.
So pretty, so beautiful. Yeah. The weather's been great this year.
So green.
And the work we do with the students is really fundamental to what we do as players and as teachers.
It's
very important.
It's a delight to have you all here. Thank you so much
Thank you.
I was thrilled when I thought maybe one or two of you would be here. To have the entire quartet is a great honor, and I thank you all for being here. Aretta, Ronald, Roger, Astrid, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great delight to have you here.
More information on the Juilliard String Quartet and the three String Quartet Marathon Concerts can be found at tli.org. That is for Tanglewood Learning Institute, tli.org, and, of course, tanglewood.org. You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.